Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, jam-packed hour. We're trying to get to the bottom of these sealed envelopes. I think they're not doing enough. They're saying, well, it's not universal. It's only 10,000, said the Republican commissioner. We'll get them on tomorrow. But protectthevote.com is the place to go for the best advice and to protect your vote. So we're on it. For now, that's where I would point you with Linda Kearns. Joining us, a friend of the show from Moms for Liberty, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty, Tiffany Justice. Something to watch for tonight with J.D. Vance. As you know, parental rights, just that phrase, it won for Trey Youngkin in Virginia against McAuliffe, and it's become the battle cry, as it should be, throughout all these things with school boards, teachers' unions, COVID, post-COVID. Tim Walz is the enemy. He might be the most anti-parent parental rights candidate in U.S. history. Tiffany Justice says about tonight's debate, co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Tiffany's back with us in Philadelphia. Hey, Tiffany, I share this. He's definitely in the running because Terry McAuliffe was just kind of blowing off steam. He's kind of a blowhard. This guy, Walz, is actually doing it on every front imaginable.
Yeah, he absolutely is. He thinks that the government knows better than parents. When your kids are at school, he thinks your parental rights stop at the classroom door. He has clearly said that. And he created sanctuary state legislation. He signed into law that allowed for kids to have sex change operations without the consent of their parents. I mean, this guy is a radical ideologue, and we need, I'm really hoping that J.D. Vance is going to expose that tonight on the debate stage. So we'll see.
I think, Tiffany, sadly to me, the COVID stuff may have sailed. You know what I mean? We never had a day of reckoning on this. But the area that you point to and what you put out is where I would try to nudge into all this stuff. And that's where Walz set up the snitch line. That's not going to sound so good to the average person. And it takes away Walz saying, mind your own damn business every 5 minutes.
That's right. I mean, this guy is a former teacher, but he's a union power player. Again, he thinks that the government knows better for youth than parents do for their own children. You know, you say that we won't have a day of reckoning. I actually think we are in the middle of having a day of reckoning for COVID. I spoke at an event called Rescue the Republic this weekend in Washington, D.C., and there were so many former Democrats, so many independents who have just seen the government for what they are, censoring our speech, forcing a lockdowns, mandates. Tim Walz, you're right, had a snitch line so neighbors could rat each other out for breaking his COVID rules. He supports critical race theory, social emotional learning in schools. And then made his state a trans refuge state so that not only is he allowing kids in Minnesota to get sex change operations without the consent of their parents, Dom, but now he's saying that you, as a kid, can go to his state of Minnesota and that your parental rights as a parent won't exist anymore. So kids from other states, the sanctuary state, can go there and have these surgeries. And, you know, when you talk to Americans across the country, the vast, vast majority of Americans, regardless of political party, know that no child is born in the wrong body and that we should not be allowing children to try to change their sex.
Well, and particularly without the parental consent, Tiffany, and then setting up a refugee state to do that. I could see in the ABC debate with Trump, they would have said, that's not true. Fact check. And then when they fact checked it, they would have seen it's true. And I think Vance's style will lend itself to giving a detailed connection to this. Trump's style is a little bit different. I think that Vance can pursue this line with Walz and connect it, hopefully, back to Harris again, because Harris, as you know, but for listeners, the one position she hasn't flip-flop on are these issues of transgender. I mean, that ought to be highlighted. Some of the biggest issues of our time, she claims to have changed. She won't change on that.
Yeah, American parents deserve to know the threat to their own parental rights from Harris and Waltz. American parents need to be paying attention to exactly what you're saying, that Kamala Harris has supported the rewrite of Title IX, wanted to redefine sex to include gender identity and sexual orientation. And I think J.D. Vance is going to call Waltz out on that tonight. You know, does Tim Waltz support boys on girls' sports teams, boys changing in front of girls in locker rooms? He certainly does. And so I think you're right, J.D.'s style is very direct. He's going to bring facts and receipts. And Tim Waltz has a long list of receipts when it comes to the fact that he has pushed parents out of their children's lives. He thinks that education is not as important as it should be. Reading scores and math scores in Minnesota since 2019 when he took office have plummeted. And I think J.D. is going to talk about that tonight. I like him. He's a dad. He's very common sense, no-nonsense guy. And so I think Tim Waltz is nervous. He should be nervous because I think J.D. is going to be a very strong debate opponent.
One pedigree for Moms for Liberty, even if you haven't done or do great things in the future, which both you have done and will do, the fact that you've won, and we have school districts here in Pennsylvania that don't have to follow the change in the Title IX laws, is worth all the efforts, I think. It is startling. Any news on that front? We're into October now. What are school districts doing where they have a Moms for Liberty parent or several that are saying, no, we're part of this lawsuit, and you don't follow that change in Title IX?
Yeah, that's right. We had four really brave moms who stood up and said, listen, we are not going to allow the government to compel our children's speech in school. We will not force our children to call a man a woman or a woman a man. And because of their bravery, we won in the 10th Circuit a preliminary injunction that said that if you have a child of a Moms for Liberty member in your school, that you are not allowed to enforce these new regulations for Title IX. And that was a huge, huge deal. And that meant that even in blue states, where perhaps your AG or your state didn't get coverage. And to be fair, there were 26 states that did get coverage from different lawsuits around the country, but states like Pennsylvania, states like California or New York, if your kid's in a school and you're a member of Moms for Liberty, you can go to your school board and you can say, oh, no boys on my girls' sports teams. You can't enforce that here. You can't force my child to lie. And so you're absolutely right. What a blessing to be a part of Moms for Liberty and for our membership to be able to keep schools safe and keep kids safe. I don't know, Dom, if we realized when we started Moms for Liberty that our moms would truly be at the front lines of defending the First Amendment, but from being willing and able to hold meetings in libraries across the country and speak our mind to making sure that our kids are safe in school and are not compelled to lie, being a member of Moms for Liberty has been an incredible blessing.
Well, you guys did it. I think you knew right in the beginning the horsepower there, so to speak, of the two of you founding this. Where's the website, Tiffany Justice, to go to?
MomsForLiberty.org. Go join. See if we have a chapter in your county. If we don't, click to start one. It's going to take every single American standing up in their community and saying, we do not co-parent with the government.
Thank you, Tiffany Justice. Thank you. Watch for that with Walls tonight. All right. So we'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up in a moment. Let's go to Bill in Bucks County. Bill, good afternoon. Yo, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But I just wanted to mention that this is October, and 5 years ago this month, the Pennsylvania State Legislature approved mail-in ballots.
Right.
And I did want to mention that every Bucks County state rep voted yes for it. And so did the Montgomery County, and so did Philadelphia's Martina White vote yes for it. But it was never truly explained why they did.
Well, it was like trading Manhattan for the $24
of
beads.
The Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah, the Herschel Walker trade. It was, okay, they're not going to be able to pull a lever and just vote for the entire Democrat ticket. They have to do it individually. And for that, we got into this mess. Doug Mastriano voted for it. So, you know, Linda Kearns is right. We're bringing it up because we're not going to suppress something. But we are pro mail-in ballot. We have to win, and then we have to take this apart piece by piece. Can't do it if we don't win. It's just going to be worse. Who's your hair person? Go ahead.
Earlier this year, we had a special election over in the 140th. And again, the Democrat was like 2-1 on mail-in ballots.
Right.
That's this year. So Republicans are not embracing mail-in ballots.
Not true.
They need
not
to push.
True. Not
they
true. Need... Okay, we need to push, but across the state.
Well, that's proof of it. I mean, that's
well,
proof of
I'm
it.
Telling you, the most recent, just in the last 2 weeks, across the state, we're doing much better. Always pushing,
that's
because
true.
That's a magic thing, but they are embracing it. That's why, I'll be honest. I'm looking at this story, I was getting texts on it and thinking, do I want to do it? And I said, hell yes, we got to do it. It's outrageous, and we got to get to the bottom of it. We got to force them to prove these 10,000 ballots, who did they come from? And what was done here? And that's, it can't be humidity. That's not going to stick on this, pun intended.
Yeah, not at all.
Who's
not
your hair person?
But anyway, Bucks County will be mailing out their mail-in ballots mid-October.
Okay.
So my side question answer is big hair, Marge Simpson.
That's a very good one. Let me take one more here. David in Central Jersey. David, who's the big hair person? Who's a notable hair?
Lou Henson. He was the coach at Illinois in the 70s and 80s. And Dick Vitale would always, when they did a Lou game, he'd sit there and go, hey, there's Lou with the Lou do. And it was the most terrible hairpiece you've ever seen, Dom.
It's really bad.
It was.
By the way, for the record, Dan, no hairpiece here. How many times you pull my hair, row hair, the whole thing?
Come on. We haven't heard from Tony today on
YouTube.
Yeah,
Tony on YouTube. That's a piece, I'm telling you.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah, Don Geronimo. All right. Do we have enough lines here? I think we do, right?
I think this one's probably going to be easy enough. That's going to be a speed competition.
All right, speed competition. Be ready to go. It is time for...
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today to win a pair of tickets to Night on the Bayou, celebrating Creedence Clearwater Revival on October 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College, one of our favorite spots. All right, Dan, what's the backstory?
So we're going to do someone that has a notable head of hair or notable lack of head of hair today, because our side question is somebody with notable hair. And me and Henry were kind of just going through cover after cover trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And I stumbled upon this cover by a great person that's noted for a hairstyle or a lack of hairstyle. And I think the voice is obvious enough where I can just play it and our listeners will know. But Dom, this might rival Taylor Swift's cover as the worst cover ever played on Money Melody. Dom, today we're just looking for the name of the singer or the band covering today's very famous Steve Miller song. Take a listen.
Some people call me Space Cowboy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Some call me the Gangster of Love. Some people call me Maurice.
You like it, Dom?
Oh, tremendous.
The Pompadus of Love.
A very recognizable voice, Dom. We're just looking for the cover artist today for that great prize.
Was this guy on stage in front of people and they didn't drag him off?
It was 1992, and this guy, I think he's been... He's used drugs in the past.
Okay.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I really like this guy, so I don't want to, you know, assume because he's known for having a brother who had some disabilities and being very close with that brother, and he's known for being a very good person and now involved in the world of wrestling, so... You know, I don't know. Maybe he was into drugs. Maybe I'll look it up during the break.
Right.
And I'll get back to you.
A lot of excuses for this cover today.
1992, this was sung in this song.
855-839-1210. We'll take more calls, and we are following up on this mail-in ballot situation. Laura Trump is going to be here today. She's from North Carolina, right in the center of that. But tonight's debate and this ongoing battle, election integrity, she's the point person. She'll be here at 2:30 today. Here on Talk
Radio. It is not Katie Sagal from Married with Children. Just going to put that out there.
Right.
That was a guest on YouTube.com/@1210WPHD.
855-839-1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's briefly, and I emphasize briefly.
Yeah, let's keep it short, Dom. This is terrible.
Here, let's hear the clue.
You're the cutest girl I think I ever did see.
This is like Krusty the Clown. He would just do stuff and they pay him money in The Simpsons. All right, let's go to John.
So to answer the question before person did indeed do LSD and ecstasy, but never had issues with addiction.
Oh, that's good to know. Let's go to John in Philly. All right, John, who's covering that song?
Is it Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins lead singer?
Wow. That it is. That is great stuff, John.
Dan, that was very hard.
I think you're being sarcastic there, huh?
Yeah, John? Right. I put you on hold. I'm amazed at musical knowledge. You know, if it's sports or movies, I'll get into the ring. But music, I defer. So
I feel like there's a little bit of Billy Corgan, though, that's like Bob Dylan, where it's like you kind of like it because of the novelty of how bad his voice is.
Right.
So he kind of gets away with it.
I feel like in all the Smashing Pumpkins songs, too, he's either whispering or he's shouting. It's never like the singing voice
but
like that.
You guys are negating. You're talking about Dylan today. Dylan was the thing. I mean, the revolution. The 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know this Corgan guy.
He doesn't live up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So the golden question comes down to Dom, what's the worst cover, that one or... but I thought I had it. Yep, here we go. Take a listen.
Spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens
he's
his mouth.
He's worse, but she's sacrilegious. The great Eminem.
So we have the mantle of the worst cover ever played on Money Melody, currently held by, as you just heard, Taylor Swift doing Eminem's Lose Yourself. Does Billy Corgan's version of the Joker take the cake?
Yeah, let people on Twitter tell me. I'll say they don't have to put it up, Dan. They can just tell me. I just resent that Eminem, the music, the moment thing. I get it.
And...
Yesterday's news, Taylor Swift, anyhow. All right, Lord Trump is in the on-deck circle, so let's reset for people just joining us now, getting a lot of action here, including David... sent me an email, Dan. Now, he gets wound up, Dan. You are hopeless and hapless, meaning me. Your first question, what's a conspiracy here? Your prescription, put them in jail. I'm the one that's the anti-conspiracy on this, but I wonder if David or anybody else is believing the humidity thing, that these envelopes were sent out stuck together. If sticky envelopes turned out to be a problem, you'd be asking if they were sent disproportionately to Republican districts. I might. And you're always praying about election integrity. There was never any evidence. Oh, he says this, neither you nor your producer. He had a producer here. Wow.
Which one? Henry, right?
No, you.
Me?
Have never run an election, yet you seem to know what should be done. That sounds like Dan to me. Absolutely.
I've never run an election. I will underline that.
That's right. Okay. I'd like to run it, and it would be as transparent as possible. Dan, at 12:30 tomorrow, we're going to have on the Republican commissioner.
Yep.
Right?
Seth Bluestein joining, 12:30 tomorrow, yep.
And I'm going to ask for updates. I'm going to make it open-ended. How is the process proceeding, et cetera? But then I'm going to ask, is it too much to ask to get to the bottom of this? How many of these were sent out? That seems to be, they said 10,000 mail-in ballots were sent out, and not that many were complained or returned. Well, how many and why?
I just want an in-depth description of how this happens.
Right.
Like was it sitting in front of a vent, as our listener mentioned, that was malfunctioning for 24 hours?
Right. Or? Is that the humidity you're talking about?
Or was someone taking an extra hot shower and just had a stack of the papers next to them?
Or Al Schmidt seems to be saying humidity of the weather wise.
Just the weather?
Right. That's a comment you read me, right? Was that exact comment again?
That was indeed what he said. I don't have it in front of me here, but I'll get it for you here in a second.
Yeah, he tweeted out that it was due to humidity.
Yeah. Where'd it go? Why can't I feel
okay? All right, it's all right. So
here it is. Sorry. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Due to the humidity, much of PA is currently experiencing.
There you go.
Some voters are finding that their mail-in ballots have the return envelope already sealed. If you received a sealed secrecy or return envelope, please contact your county election office for their recommended next steps.
Yeah, and send me that if you would. I'm going to write about this. Currently experiencing. So. It doesn't sound like a vent. So Charlie Nashton, right? Yeah, Charlie Nashton, Talk Radio 1210. Charlie, thank you for the wait. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a bit of a pessimist and a generally pick-apart kind of person, devil's advocate.
Okay.
On this ballot thing, I have an observation to make, and that is... my understanding was that 10,000 of these envelopes got sealed shut. I don't know if that's correct or not.
10,000 went out. 10,000 went out, according to one report. We don't know how many are sealed shut.
Gotcha. Because I was thinking, if I get one and it's sealed, my next door neighbor doesn't know it, and take that to infinity. But the idea about going to the election office, I think it's a good idea, but it has some built-in problems, which is really why I called. It's a big inconvenience. Of 10,000 votes, let's say at least 7,000 are employed because you have to be an adult to vote. That means you have to take off from work, probably. You have to go to the office. That's an inconvenience. Then you have to pay to park. That's a more money coming out of your pocket. And I don't know how many people are willing to go through that, patriotic or not, if they think it's just a nuisance and they're not going to be bothered doing it. And one thing that I do know is if you do get an envelope, whether it arrived sealed or if it inadvertently got sealed at your home, you can put it in a microwave with a glass of water, turn the microwave on, and it'll unseal. That's pretty much all I really had to say.
Well, I hear Charlie, and I hear what we're up against. And again, I'm weighing, because I know the only way to win in Pennsylvania is a robust Republican mail-in ballot, and it's going pretty well. And then you get stuff like this. And two things, I think they're going to have to do better at giving people more options. Linda Kearns gave some, and they're going to have to get to the bottom of it rather than saying the humidity we're experiencing in Pennsylvania. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you. And for all you know, they may have gone out sealed. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but anything's possible.
Thank you, Charlie, very much. Look,
I like Charlie's voice.
Yeah.
It was a really good voice.
And he's very upfront about, I'm a pick it apart type of person, et cetera. Again, you can make a call and tell them, but we'll have the commissioner on tomorrow. And by then, more people may have seen this, and we'll try to come up with a more convenient way to deal with it. Again, this is a lousy system. But winning is the only way to get past this. Coming up, Laura Trump has done two things as at the co-chair of the RNC, and those are robust election integrity, and two, supported early on mail-in balloting. And I agree with both. She's really turned that around. And they put Whatley in there because he can execute this. She's also highly involved in the rescue effort. She's from North Carolina. Laura Trump next here. Let's talk Captain Chuckie's first, though. Now's a great time to call and visit your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Let them handle your meal planning. The fan favorite, always remember the Smith Island Crab Cake. Jumbo lump. And don't forget that mega colossal crab cake. Delicious. It's October and time to stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups for a quick, delicious meal. They're worth a meal. Mine is the Maryland crab, as you know, but ton of those. And check out all the offerings. Stuffed mushrooms, salads, homemade sides, desserts. Get a tray or two for your football viewing party or tailgate. Captain Chuckie's always has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everyone. The desserts, the appetizers. You just have to check them out and ask. They use only the highest quality ingredients. Their Gulf shrimp. That is a big hit. Always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, they sell a lot of these for a reason, those delicious dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. Definitely a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckie's. They're there, too. Visit CaptainChuckie's at theshore.com. All right, I just said here, one of our favorite guests, Laura Trump, back to the very beginning of the election season, doing two things, election integrity and also mail-in balloting, joins us here in Philadelphia. Laura, welcome back to Philadelphia. And what can you tell us about North Carolina? I see good stuff from Goya Foods.
Yeah, well, listen, I think that we're obviously all waiting to hear some good news out of North Carolina right now. It's my home state. I'm fortunately from the eastern part of the state, but I can tell you the western part of North Carolina is absolutely decimated. It's destroyed. And obviously, we've heard about the loss of life. I'm saddened to hear that it continues to rise. But I'm going to be actually tomorrow in Georgia to kind of do a little bit of storm damage relief there. We have had Goya Foods very generously donate 50,000 pounds of food
wow.
that we're going to be taking to a local food bank, and we're so excited to do that. I know we want to get to North Carolina, but obviously we don't want to interfere with any rescue efforts underway right now, so hopefully we can get out there at the end of this week. I posted a link on my Instagram. If anybody wants to donate, there's a link there to help in the relief all across the South, you know, from Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. It's absolutely been devastating.
Now, I follow you on Twitter, and I see you talking about Michael Whatley and another win on voter integrity in Michigan. This was just recently. Laura, the intensity of this voter integrity, we just had Linda Kearns on, your point person, here in Philadelphia, because somehow or another, at the state level, they mailed out, and the ballots are stuck, the secrecy with the ballot. The state commissioner said it's due to humidity in Pennsylvania. Just putting it on your radar screen, because people are pretty fired up over this and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. But you kicked it off, this effort nationwide, and the goal is to ensure people have confidence going into this and coming out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Listen, I think we had to learn a lot of hard lessons in 2020, and we never want to repeat any of the mistakes of that election ever again. And listen, they very clearly utilized COVID as an excuse to board up windows, to prevent poll watchers from being in locations where they otherwise probably should have been. But we really want to make sure that when you are casting a ballot in the United States of America, no matter for whom you are voting, obviously I want you to vote Republican, but it's integral to our country that we trust our electoral process. So whether you're voting Republican, Democrat, or third party candidate, our goal at the RNC, starting this election cycle, and hopefully, Dom, going forward in perpetuity, is to make sure that Americans trust our process and that you know your vote matters and your vote counts. And, you know, one of the things that we're really encouraging out there is early voting in this country because, look, Republicans typically like to wait until Election Day to vote. The truth is, if we all wait to vote on Election Day, it will be too late. What we want you to do is get your vote banked. If you have early voting in your area, get your vote banked and make sure that you come and join us in our effort to turn out the vote in the biggest way mm-hmm. possible. TrumpForce47.com is the website. And look, that the election in 2020 really came down to tens of thousands of votes across the country in very specific states. If we get our friends, our family, everyone we know out to vote and we truly make it too big to rig, we will swamp the vote and we will see Donald Trump and Republicans down the ticket victorious on November 5th. And I always say, Dom, I want to go to bed early. You got 35 days to go. I'm already exhausted. I can't be pulling another 3 a.m. night. So we want to shut it down early, and we want to go to bed early knowing Donald Trump has been reelected as our 47th president.
Laura, my producer just handed me a statement from President Donald J. Trump on the Iranian terror regime's imminent attack on Israel. The world is on fire, spiraling out of control. No leadership. Look, on big things, Biden not deigning to go to North Carolina, Georgia, or Harris, we see it. But what's happened in the last couple of hours, they have launched the largest ballistic missile attack in history, and Israel is going to hit back in a big way. They're not going to let it go a bit like the last time. And this should be in the debate last night, and this ought to be something that the media tries to ask VP Harris about.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would hope that there would be a little bit of interest in figuring these things out. But look at what's going on in the Middle East right now and compare that to when Donald Trump was in office. You had the Abraham Accords, historic peace agreement signed with Donald Trump in the White House. People said you'd never see it happen, and he actually got it done. Versus right now, where we saw we're just shy of, I think, a week away from the October 7th massacre that you saw in Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a terrorist organization, Hamas, funded by Iran. Iran has been emboldened and enriched now because of the bad policy decisions and the weakness of our current leadership. And you have to put the word leadership in air quotes, Don, because it is not leadership what we're seeing out of this White House, whether it's Joe Biden, who I don't even know if he knows he's president of the United States right now, or it's Kamala Harris. They have allowed these terrible things to happen and take place. And it didn't have to be that way. You know, you talk about my father-in-law and things that he's putting out. He posted this 1 hour ago. He said, look at the world today. Look at the missiles flying right now in the Middle East. Look at what's happening with Russia, Ukraine. Look at inflation destroying the world. None of this happened while I was president. And I don't really care what you think about Donald Trump's personality, although I will say it is fantastic. He's one of the funniest, greatest people I've ever known in my entire life, and I'm honored to call him my father-in-law. But think about your life. Think about the money you had in your pocket. Think about your safety and security. Think about the world, by and large, and the stability that we had in the world with Donald Trump in the White House. And I want people, as they go vote this election, to keep that in mind. Where the hell is Kamala Harris right now? You're supposed to be running for president. Guess where she was whenever Donald Trump was trying to do some hurricane relief efforts? She was out on the West Coast in San Francisco raising money. It is a disgrace, and it doesn't have to be that way. We can change it all on November 5th.
By the way, 181 missiles launched from Iran, which is, I was in Israel when Gaza launched some missiles, but Iranians much more serious. Also, I can't imagine Trump getting boxed in the manner we're seeing with the port strike. That would be classic behind the scenes negotiating, bringing the parties together. This is going to be incredibly damaging.
Well, yeah, and you have these people saying, we don't want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be any part of this, because quite frankly, I think they know who brought them exactly where they are right now in this moment. It's because of the inflation brought on by Kamala Harris, you know, that we are seeing this strike happen in a lot of respects, and they're saying we don't want them to have anything to do with it. You're right, Donald Trump would have handled this behind the scenes. You probably wouldn't have seen things escalate to this point, but here we are right now, and I think a lot of people are looking directly at Kamala Harris and saying, okay, you say you want to be president. Here's another opportunity that we can see what you have, and let's see you in action. And I hate to say it, Dom, I don't think we're going to see a lot out of her. And unfortunately, this is going to become a big problem for this country.
Parting question for you. What do you want to see out of the debate tonight from J.D. Vance? What's the area that you want to see highlighted?
Well, look, I think that this is a great opportunity to, again, remind the American people about the differences in your life and how different things could be right now. You have Tim Walz going up against J.D. Vance, and Tim Walz and Kamala Harris together are the most radical far-left ticket in the history of American politics. I can guarantee you are going to hear J.D. Vance talk about that. You're going to hear J.D. Vance talk a lot about what people's lives were like with Donald Trump in the White House and why the two of them together can bring that back, bring our economy back, bring back a secure southern border, bring back peace agreements again, like I just discussed, instead of wars around the world. You're going to have to remind the American people, which I can guarantee you J.D. Vance is going to do tonight. But I also think he's going to do something that we're not going to hear a lot of from the mainstream media, which is pushing Tim Walz to answer questions about Kamala Harris and why is it that she's nearly been in the White House for 4 years and we've had disaster after disaster ensue. Why is it if she says she wants to close the southern border, did she not do it as the borders are? Why is it if she says she has a plan to bring down inflation that we hear her talk in circles about middle class homes and people's lawns? Where is the reality and where is the policy? And I think he's going to try to hold his feet to the fire, which no reporter, for some reason, Dom, has been able to do. Although I have a feeling if either of Kamala Harris or Tim Walz came on this show, you would probably have a few questions for them. And I bet you would get some answers.
I would have to tell you this. I know you know the show a little bit. Kamala Harris doesn't set me off as much as Walz does. I mean, this guy, there'd be no food allowed in this vicinity. So we're not going to go any eating stuff. And I would find out about football.
We don't like fried food, Dom?
Yeah, no fried food. We're not going to do that. By the way, is President Trump going to do the McDonald's things? Do we know that yet?
Which McDonald's thing?
Where he's going to, for a half hour, make some French fries and things of that nature.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to stay tuned for that. They haven't even informed me on that. Here's what I can tell you. Is you could go back and look at some video of his apprentice days
yes.
where he actually did work at a McDonald's. So he knows what he's doing in there. He knows his way around that place. So just watch out if they let
All
him
right.
in there.
Laura, the website, where should people go?
You should go to DonaldJTrump.com if you want to donate. And if you want to be part of our team to get out the vote, TrumpForce47.com. Be on the team, turn out the vote, make it too big to rig, and let's win this thing big league, as Donald Trump says, come November 5th.
Thank you, Laura, very much. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
You got it.
All right, Laura.
Where's the McDonald's idea?
I thought that was the McDonald's thing. I've heard that he was going to do that.
So, like, to kind of emphasize yes. Kamala's whole...
Oh,
like,
yeah. I thought that was out there. That was the thing. I may have committed a faux pas there. Just
in case you haven't heard, Donald Trump's true thoughts on Tim Walz.
Yes. He's going up against a moron, a total moron. How she picked him is unbelievable.
All right, let me go to Ben in Gloucester Township. I love this line. Al Schmidt's humidity across Pennsylvania is making these envelopes stick. Ben, welcome back to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. How are you today?
Good.
I did a little bit of checking, and I think I found out the reason for the envelopes. I did some more digging, and I found out that Al Schmidt is related to Congressman Johnson.
Yeah,
Congressman Johnson is the one that said if he put people on one side of Guam, the island would turn over.
Yeah, here it is. What he said.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
That's the humidity line. Guys, that's got to be the side question tomorrow. Al Schmidt's humidity line. We got to work with that. Ben, do you have a hair, notable hair?
No, I don't.
Thank you, Ben.
I just caught this far. I didn't catch the beginning.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks very much. All right. It is the lightning round coming up next here at 855-839-1210. If you're just joining us on this envelope thing, Dan, how would you summarize it? 10,000 mail-in ballot envelopes went out, right? And some are stuck to the secrecy envelope, and we can't figure out why. So you saw a tweet from Al Schmidt, Secretary of State, on Twitter, blaming the humidity currently going on across Pennsylvania as the reason for that.
To be clear, it wasn't Al Schmidt personally. It was Pennsylvania's Department of State's Twitter. Quote, due to the humidity much of Pennsylvania is currently experiencing, some voters are finding that their mail-in ballots have the return envelope already sealed. If they received a sealed secrecy or return envelope, please contact your county election office for their recommended next steps. vote.pa.gov/county for more information.
Well, you know, it's a mistake if you let other people control your Twitter constantly. I mean, you and I always talk if you're going to put something up. So does Al Schmidt stand by this? Will there be a weather report tonight? You know, the wind forecast, the rain forecast, and the sticking envelopes. Will that continue? What's the dew point that's needed to make that happen? Preposterous. Who is it that sat around the office and said, hey, just tell them it's the humidity?
Yeah.
All right. 855-839.
Like a board meeting, that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Around a giant conference table. And all right. You got it. That's what it is.
That's
the humidity.
I think they've given us a side question tomorrow. I'm not sure how, but if you have a suggestion, hit me on Twitter. 855.
Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons.
There you go. And the midgets. And I'm not supposed to say midgets.
Hey, watch your language.
That's what he...
The M word.
The M word, as Hank Johnson... Boy, it's a shame that guy's not a congressman in this area. What a fountain of misinformation and buffoonery.
Happens when you put in a cage fight a giant in with a midget. Well, the midget will not win the fight. I'm going to tell you that.
All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line, talk radio 1210.
I certainly... was not meaning to be offensive or use a derogatory term. You got midgets against giants. I have found that the use of the midget, the midget will not win the fight. I'm going to tell you that. The use of the M word is no longer socially acceptable.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
imagine this guy? Why? Come on. Come to this area. We need you as a congressman, a governor even here. It's just talk radio heaven.
I think he's my favorite.
It is the all-time sound.
Completely disagree.
And
with
the admiral saying, I'll get right back to you on that, Sarah, about the capsizing. Hey, the light you ran is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo, where they have ample inventory of brand new and beautiful pre-owned Volvos. Enjoy the luxury experience you deserve. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, it has been a wild day here. In honor of Pete Rose, all-time notable hairstyling, Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's your person?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You know, I'm going to go with Johnny Damon, Dom. When Johnny Damon played for the Red Sox, he looked like a rock star with his long hair and his beard. But when he ended up with the Yankees, he looked like Opie. It's amazing.
That's true.
Well put. The guy had a great head of hair. I remember when they beat the Phillies in 2009. This hat came off running the bases. Yeah. Susan in Chester Springs has an unusual one. Let's go to Susan. Susan, who's yours?
Oh, Javier Milei. When he was on the parade after he won the elections and had that chainsaw and he's out there, his hair was wild. Well, he was wild. I mean, he's a wild man.
That's pretty good. He's got good hair, though. I would agree with that guy in a chainsaw.
No, it's not good hair.
You don't think so?
No, he's got a... I don't know.
It's got a lot of hair there. I think it could be styled a little bit better.
I feel like it's a haircut that you know, cut off 20 years prior, though.
Tom in Perkins City. What am I hitting the delete drop button for? Hey, Tom. Hey. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, before I give you my answer, I was out in Lancaster, went into a Sheetz and ordered a Philly cheesesteak, and I think I wanted to vomit. And I hear this guy from Wisconsin, and he thought it was the greatest thing he ever ate.
Well, that's Wisconsin, anyway, you know. Explains a lot.
I do know their cheese, though.
Cheese heads.
Yeah.
So my answer is, they're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together spooky, the Addams Family. Got to go with Cousin It.
That's a pretty good one. And Gary in Newtown. I've had this guy on, Dan, two or three times, too. Gary, who's yours? Is that an envelope? Gary, who's yours?
He's probably the greatest marketing and sales basis on what was considered. Oh, you there, guys?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Gary?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the answer. I'm sorry. Probably the greatest marketing and sales basis. Yeah. I'm going to go with Gene Simmons from Kiss, and he seems to be Howard Stern's hair role model.
I think he is.
All right. Joe of Exton, who I reference as Bart Giamatti at one point today with Pete Rose. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for being a great reference point. You've arrived at that point.
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
I enjoy seeing a woman in her 50s wearing white hair. A woman in her 50s is still spry, feminine, and sexually alluring. I enjoy romance with a mature woman who is both patient and caring.
But the white hair, Joe, what's the matter with a little bit of dye in there?
No. I don't know. It just attracts me. There's something mature about it. She is a sign she is caring and patient.
Joe, are we playing dial-a-ding someday with you?
Thank you, Joe.
Very positive laugh here.
That was like Joe Sebelia here. All right.
Because you only rock once.
All right, Henry, who's your winner today? Who do you like? We had quite an array. Give me a winner.
There were some good ones today. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Dolly Parton. I also liked Tom and Perkins' answer of Cousin It.
And Dan?
I like Dolly Parton. I thought that was really clever how he played it off. Franklin, the Beatles are all-timer. I'm leaning towards Dolly, though, with Robert and Ben Salem.
Yeah, I liked Robert and Ben Salem, although Joe really getting...
He said everybody knew Dolly Parton's big hair, and everybody loved Dolly Parton's big hair.
Yeah, yes, I got it. I prefer Tina Louise's big hair, but Dolly has great big hair. All right, Rich Cioli takes over. We'll have an update on these envelopes tomorrow. Rest on that, and Bill O'Reilly. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210